The Sports Report is brought to you by iHome, the number one brand in digital audio. From Lightning Dock alarm clocks to rechargeable Bluetooth boomboxes and quality affordable headphones, iHome has you covered. To learn more, head to iHomeAudio.com. Welcome to episode number 240 of the Sports Report. I'm Paul Roberts on GrizzlyProductions.tv. New shows twice a week, every Monday and Thursday. The show is free in the podcast section of iTunes, and you can follow me on Twitter at TheSportsRPT. Before we get started, let me say I hope all of you have a very Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. I hope you have the best holiday ever. Spend some time with family and friends, and the best to all of you in 2014. I have a unique show coming up today. You know, I'm a big fan of doing lists and rankings. I'll tell you more about it in a second. But first, I want to tell you about our great sponsor, and that is iHome. They've been with the podcast for a long, long time. We appreciate their support. Go to the website, iHomeAudio.com. Look at all of their great products. They have some really neat stuff. And you still have some time to do some Christmas shopping. All of their models feature FM stereo, EQ controls, and 3D sound. The audio quality is exceptional. Their docking stations will work for your iPhone 5, your iPad mini. You can use the USB port to charge and play any secondary device. And iHome products let you charge and play both new and old Apple devices. From triple charging to full size to space saving, iHome has the right choice for your home. We have iHome products in our home. We love them. They look sharp and they sound great. iHome has docking stations, alarm clocks, stereo and speaker systems, headphones, earphones, much, much more. Go to the website, iHomeAudio.com. Take a look. You'll find something you love. The website's easy to navigate. Check out all of their products, their apps, their accessories. One more time, that's iHomeAudio.com. This is episode number 240 of the Sports Report. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you're a football fan, this is a show you don't want to miss. You know by now, I love a good sports-related list. There's nothing better than getting together with your friends, your coworkers, family, your buddies down at the corner watering hole, and debating which players or coaches or teams are the best. You may rank one guy number one. Your best friend may rank him number five. That's what makes it so much fun. Everyone has an opinion, and everyone thinks they're right. At least if your friends are like my friends, they think they're right. In the past, I've ranked the greatest baseball players of all time. I've ranked the greatest basketball players of all time. This time around, football will take center stage. And what's the marquee position in football? Sorry to all of you former offensive linemen out there. The quarterback position is the marquee spot. If you don't have a good quarterback, you usually don't win. It's pretty cut and dry. What I decided to do was rank the top 15 quarterbacks of all time. And this wasn't easy because the game has changed so much. Nowadays, quarterbacks are throwing the football 50 plus times a game. They're ducking and they're chucking. That makes it extremely difficult to compare current quarterbacks to guys who played in the 40s, the 50s, and the 60s. Back then, you simply didn't throw the ball a whole heck of a lot. It was a much different brand of football. Let me tell you how I evaluated these quarterbacks. I was looking for things that demonstrated greatness. MVP awards are big to me. How many Pro Bowls did you go to? How many times were you named first team All-Pro? That was also important because it tells you who the elite quarterbacks are of their era. How many times did you lead the league in passing yards or touchdowns? I looked at quarterback rating, completion percentage. I looked at how these players did in the postseason. How many championships did you win? Now, I must say that that's not the be-all, end-all with me. You could be an average quarterback who happened to play on a great team that won some Super Bowls. That doesn't mean you were great. Likewise, you could be a great quarterback on a terrible team, but that should not discredit your accomplishments. Sometimes I think fans and media bobbleheads put too much stock in championships. Karl Malone and John Stockton never won an NBA title. Yet, without question, they're two of the best players at their positions of all time. Dan Marino never won a Super Bowl, but you better believe he's on my list. I'd be crazy not to include him just because he didn't win a Super Bowl. You get my point. Bottom line, playoff accomplishments were definitely a factor, but that's not all that I looked at. Far from it. I was going to do a top 10 list, but there were so many good quarterbacks, I settled on a top 15 list. And let me stress, it was not easy to rank these guys 1 through 15. I put a lot of time into this list. I'm happy with how it turned out. You'll hear quarterbacks from the modern era, pretty much every decade going back to the 40s. So I tried to cover a long period of time. Happy how it turned out. Here we go. My top 15 quarterbacks of all time on the Sports Report podcast. Number 15, a name we've all heard of, Bart Starr. The 200th overall pick in 1956 out of Alabama. You mean to tell me there were 199 players better that year than Bart Starr? This guy was a flat-out winner and one of the best leaders to ever play the position. His stats are not going to overwhelm you. Starr never led the league in passing yards or touchdowns. In fact, he never threw more than 16 touchdowns in a season. It was a different game back in the 60s. He only threw 14 more touchdowns than interceptions in his career. But, and this is a Fat Albert-sized but, his record in the playoffs was outstanding. 9-1. Starr won 5 championships and 2 Super Bowls. He also won 1 MVP award, which separated him from some of the other quarterbacks who I considered at number 15. Guys like Roger Staubach, Sonny Jurgensen, and Troy Aikman. Staubach won 2 Super Bowls. Aikman won 3. Neither won an MVP. Neither was ever named first team All-Pro, which probably surprises some of you. It was close, but I gave Starr the edge due to the MVP and the best playoff record of anyone I considered. 9-1. Not too shabby. Number 14, Warren Moon. Undrafted out of Washington. Played for the Edmonton Eskimos in the CFL from 1978 to 83. He passed for more than 21,000 yards in those 6 seasons. If you add those yards to his NFL total of over 49,000, Moon is second all-time and very close to the record holder in that category, Brett Favre. If you combine the two leagues, we're talking about 70,000 passing yards. Now, I did not factor his CFL numbers into the equation. There's an obvious difference in the level of competition between the two leagues. Moon made the Pro Bowl 9 times. That's more than any other quarterback on my list, except for Peyton Manning, Favre, and Johnny Unitas. Pretty good company right there. He led the league in passing yards in 90 and 91 with Houston. Both seasons, he came close to 4,700 yards. Those teams were fun to watch. Side note, I used to use Warren Moon in Houston when I would play Tecmo Bowl back in the day. One of the best video games ever created. Couple of knocks on Moon's career. First, his playoff record is 3-7, and he never reached the Super Bowl. Second, he threw 233 interceptions, and he led the league twice in that category. You know I harp on turnovers all the time, and that's one reason Dan Fouts did not crack my top 15. He had 5 seasons with 20 or more interceptions. Fouts finished with 254 touchdowns, 242 picks. That is not a good enough ratio to me. At number 13, we go back in time, Y.A. Tittle. The sixth overall selection out of LSU. He played in the late 40s through the mid-60s. This guy put up some big-time numbers for his era. In 1963, he tossed 36 touchdown passes. That record stood until Dan Marino broke it about 20 years later. In 62 and 63, Tittle threw 69 combined touchdown passes. The issue with him is he never won a championship. The Giants lost in the championship game in 61, 62, and 63. It was a Buffalo Bills type run, but back in the 60s. However, Tittle won three MVP awards, only Peyton Manning won more, and that's big. That's a big reason why he's in my top 15. He also was a seven-time Pro Bowl pick and a three-time All-Pro. Those accomplishments made me overlook the fact that he had six more interceptions than touchdown passes in his career. Again, though, he played in a different era when quarterback ratings and completion percentages were not nearly as high as they are today. Number 12, Kurt Warner, undrafted out of Northern Iowa. He is very difficult to evaluate because he only played four full seasons. I had a tough one with this. He had some great years with the Rams, the greatest show on turf. You remember those days, Torrey Holt, Isaac Bruce, and then later on with the Cardinals. It's tough to ignore a guy with a career completion percentage of 65%. That's higher than Montana, higher than Favre, higher than Brady, higher than Steve Young. 65% is where Peyton Manning is right now. Warner had a quarterback rating near 94, which also puts him in rare air. He won one Super Bowl, went 9-4 in the postseason, and won two MVPs. Not bad for a guy who was working in a grocery store at one time. This is your classic underdog story. Some of you may think I have him too high. Maybe he shouldn't be in my top 15. Maybe you don't have him in your top 20. But what he did in those full seasons, pretty impressive stuff. Number 11, Fran Tarkenton, the 29th overall pick out of Georgia in 1961, played on several bad teams in Minnesota and a few in New York as well. The Vikings got good late in his career from 73 to 76. They won 43 games in those four seasons. His final season, 1978, was one of his best, with almost 3,500 passing yards, which led the league. Tarkenton could also use his feet. He was a very entertaining player. You've probably seen the highlights of him running all over the field, getting pressure, scrambling, completing passes down the field. Fun to watch. Rushed for nearly 3,700 yards and passed for 47,000. That's close to Warren Moon, to give you some perspective. That's 6,500 more yards than Joe Montana. Tarkenton ended up with 342 touchdown passes. For his era, that was a gigantic number. He's still number six all time. Tarkenton was 0-3 in Super Bowls, but that should not mean he's not an all-time great quarterback. Now we head to the top 10. Here on episode number 240 of The Sports Report. Thanks for tuning in. With you on Mondays and Thursdays on the Grizz, grizzlyproductions.tv. And the show is also free in the podcast section of iTunes. Drum roll provided by you, we get to the top 10. Drew Brees, a second round pick out of Purdue. Boiler up. The man is about 5'11". And yet he's one of the best at a position where scouts and general managers are looking for guys who are 6'4", 6'5". Brees is in his mid-30s. When he's done, his numbers will be sick. He's already fourth all-time in yards at more than 50,000. He's also fourth all-time in touchdowns with more than 350. His career completion percentage of 66% is higher than anyone on my list, and his quarterback rating of 95 is just slightly behind Peyton Manning, Steve Young, and Tom Brady. Breeze led the league in passing yards and touchdowns 4 times. He's gone to 7 Pro Bowls, has 1 Super Bowl ring. His 2011 season was one for the ages. Listen to this. 71%, nearly 5,500 yards, and 46 touchdown passes. I know he's throwing the ball a ton, and his stats will look better than some quarterbacks from the past, but he has carried the Saints franchise. They used to be called the Aints. Remember that? Fans with brown bags over their head because they couldn't bear to watch. Now the Saints are one of the top teams in the league, and a lot of that is due to Drew Brees. Number 9, John Elway. The first overall pick in 1983 out of Stanford. He refused to play in Baltimore and wound up in Denver. Many of you probably think he should be higher. Let me say, Elway never led the league in touchdowns, only led the league in yards once, 4,030 in 1993. Does have one MVP, but was never named first team All-Pro. His completion percentage of 57% is not great. And although he threw 300 touchdowns, Elway also had 226 interceptions. I love the 46 game-winning drives on his resume. We all remember him leading the Broncos 98 yards versus Cleveland to tie the AFC Championship game. Denver went on to win in overtime. However, until the Broncos got Terrell Davis, Elway was 0-for-3 in the Super Bowl. With Davis, he won 2. His playoff record went from 7-7 to 14-7 after those 2 great runs in 1997 and 98. His quarterback rating of 80 isn't close to a lot of guys in my top 10. Listen, John Elway is a Hall of Fame player, no doubt. I don't want you to get me wrong. He had a rocket for a right arm. He could also move. Terrific all-around athlete. Very good baseball player. But when I compared him to the other quarterbacks, I thought 9th was appropriate. You may disagree, and that's cool. You can always sound off on Twitter at TheSportsRPT. That's my handle on Twitter. I'm at TheSportsRPT. Number 8, Otto Graham. The 4th overall pick out of Northwestern way back in 1944. This is all you need to know about Otto Graham. From 46 to 55, he guided Cleveland to the league championship game every year. In 10 seasons, he won 7 titles. He also led the league in yards 5 times and in touchdowns 3 times. Graham won 3 MVPs. And he was a 7-time first-team All-Pro. That's the most of any quarterback on this entire list. And when you're talking about greatness, I'm looking at first-team All-Pro. 7 times. His overall numbers aren't great. 23,500 passing yards, 174 touchdowns. But he was playing in the 40s and the 50s. They weren't running the spread offense back then. It wasn't no huddle, shotgun, 5 wide receivers, if you know what I mean. As you noticed when I ranked the top 25 Major League Baseball players of all time, I don't discriminate against the older players. Graham definitely deserves to be here. Number 7, Steve Young, the lefty. The first overall pick in the 1984 supplemental draft at a BYU. That supplemental draft, by the way, also included Reggie White, Gary Zimmerman, a pair of Hall of Famers, and Mike Rozier, really good running back. Young was tough to analyze because he spent 2 years in Tampa Bay, and then he sat behind Montana for 4 years in San Francisco. Young only played 7 seasons, yet he made 7 Pro Bowls, was a 3-time first-team All-Pro, won 2 MVPs, and won a Super Bowl. He led the league in touchdowns 4 times, but what stood out to me was how accurate he was. His quarterback rating is just shy of 97. Only Peyton Manning is higher. Young could also scramble. He's a mobile quarterback. He had a whopping 4,200 rushing yards. In a short amount of time, he sure accomplished a lot. And his numbers would look a lot better if he didn't have those years in Tampa Bay and if he wasn't behind a player coming up on my all-time quarterback list in Joe Montana. We're up to number six in Dan Marino, a late first-round pick out of Pittsburgh. I'm sure a lot of owners, a lot of GMs were kicking themselves for passing on this guy. I have to tell you, I feel a little bit awkward putting Marino only at number six. He was the definition of a pure pocket passer. He could flat out sling it, and he took the league by storm. His sophomore season, 1984, he passed for more than 5,000 yards with 48 touchdowns and a rating of 108.9. Those were the best numbers of his career, and he was only 23 years old. The Dolphins lost to Montana and the 49ers in the Super Bowl that season, and Marino, unfortunately, would never get back. His playoff record was 8-10, but this guy led the league in yards five times, finishing with more than 61,000 yards, third most all time. Marino's also number three in touchdown passes. He's behind Peyton Manning and Brett Favre in those categories. He went to 9 Pro Bowls, was a 3-time first-team All-Pro, and won an MVP. No Super Bowl rings, but one of the best passers that we've ever seen. We are up to the top five now, here on episode number 240 of the Sports Report. Hope you're enjoying my list. Let me know what you think again on Twitter, at TheSportsRPT. At number five, a second rounder out of Southern Miss, Brett Favre. This guy was as tough as they come. He made 297 consecutive starts. Think about all the hits that quarterbacks are taking. This guy made almost 300 straight starts. Favre made 11 Pro Bowl appearances. Only Peyton Manning has more on this list with 12. Favre's the game's all-time leader in passing yards with nearly 72,000. And he's the all-time leader in touchdown passes with 508. He led the league in touchdowns four times. He was a risk taker. He was a riverboat gambler, which is why he also has the most interceptions of all time with 336. Favre won three straight MVPs from 1995 to 97. No one's done that. And he won a Super Bowl. His playoff record was 13-11. I think of him as a guy who just went out there, chucked the ball around, truly loved the game. He had fun. Some guys, you watch him play and you think, maybe he's just out there for the paycheck, just out there to earn a living. Brett Favre loved the game of football. Number four, Mr. Clutch, Johnny Unitas, who was taken with the 102nd overall pick in 1955 out of Louisville. The Steelers actually cut him, and he signed with Baltimore for $17,000. $17,000. I'd say that was a pretty wise investment. Johnny U won three MVPs, he went to 10 Pro Bowls, and was a 5-time first-team All-Pro. That's big in my book. It shows greatness. He won three NFL championships and a Super Bowl. He was a winner, plain and simple. Unitas only completed 54% of his passes, and he threw 253 picks. He actually led the league in interceptions twice, and threw 17 or more interceptions 7 times. Bet you didn't know that. But he was a clutch player. His 290 touchdowns rank 8th all time. Unitas threw a touchdown pass in 47 consecutive games. In a big game, you wanted him under center. Number 3, Peyton Manning. The first overall draft choice out of Tennessee. If, and we know the saying, if ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. If he had a better playoff record than 9-11, and if he had more than one Super Bowl, he might have been number one on my list. He's second to Favre all time in both passing yards and touchdown passes. He has a record 4 MVPs, to go along with 12 Pro Bowl selections. Plus, he's a six-time first-team All-Pro. Peyton's quarterback rating of 97 is the highest on this list. He won the Comeback Player of the Year Award in 2012 at the age of 36 when he completed almost 69% of his passes with 37 touchdowns and 11 interceptions. That was after missing an entire season and joining a new team in the Broncos. Incredible. He is the classic field general. He's a coach on the field. Forget about the offensive coordinator. Peyton is running the show, and everyone in the stadium knows it. He's one of the smartest football players ever to lace him up. At number two, Tom Brady, a sixth-round pick out of Michigan. You listen to some of the names on this list and where were they drafted. It is unbelievable. He's a modern-day Johnny Unitas. Drew Bledsoe was injured during Brady's second year. The rest is history. Tom Terrific won his first 10 playoff games. His overall record is 17-7 in the postseason, and he's got 3 Super Bowl rings. The impressive thing is he won those championships without a true number one wide receiver. He was winning with guys like Troy Brown, Deion Branch. He didn't have a Jerry Rice or a Reggie Wayne like Montana and Peyton Manning did. Brady's got 2 MVPs. He's gone to 8 Pro Bowls. He's a 2-time first-team All-Pro, and he shows no signs of slowing down. He's already in the top 5 all-time in touchdown passes with more than 350, and his quarterback rating is 96. Montana's is 92, just to put that in perspective. In 2007, Brady led the Patriots to a 16-0 regular season. Here are his stats from that season. 50 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Are you kidding me? A rating of 117, 4,800 passing yards, and he completed 69% of his passes. That's just unfair. Brady's success in crunch time is why I put him higher than Peyton Manning. Number one, I think you figured it out by now, Joe Montana. Third round pick from Notre Dame, was as cool as they come. So poised, so calm. No matter what the situation, you just thought that Montana would lead the 49ers to a win. How about the 92-yard drive versus the Bengals in the Super Bowl? That's how legends are made. Montana played in 4 Super Bowls, and he won all 4. On top of that, he was named MVP in 3 of those Super Bowls. I rest my case, Judge Wapner, or Judge Judy for you younger listeners out there. We have a winner. Never led the league in passing yards, never reached 4,000 yards in a season, but he did lead the league in completion percentage 5 times. In 1989, he completed 70% of his passes. Montana won 2 MVPs, made 8 Pro Bowl trips, and was a 3-time first-team All-Pro. He finished with 273 touchdowns to just 139 interceptions. This is a case of a quarterback who wasn't the biggest guy, certainly did not have the strongest arm, but he had a very high football IQ and would not get rattled. And it doesn't hurt when you're playing with Jerry Rice, John Taylor, Roger Craig, and your coach is Bill Walsh. That's good company right there. To recap, Montana number one, Brady number two, Manning 3, Unitas 4, Favre 5, Marino 6, Young 7, Graham 8, Elway 9, Breeze 10, Tarkenton number 11, Warner 12, Tittle 13, Moon 14, and Bart Starr rounds out my top 15. Honorable mention to Staubach, Aikman, Fouts, Jurgensen, Len Dawson, and Sammy Ball. And Aaron Rodgers, you didn't hear his name. He has the potential to be on this list down the road. Just needs to keep playing, keep putting up big numbers, and most importantly, stay healthy. That's my list. Let me know what you think on Twitter at TheSportsRPT. Fun topic for the holidays, that's for sure. And I'm sure that Steelers fans are upset I haven't mentioned Terry Bradshaw. I understand he won 4 Super Bowls, tied with Montana for the most by any quarterback. I know he was 14-5 in the playoffs, but you have to look deeper into his career. Bradshaw threw as many interceptions as touchdowns. He had 6 seasons with 19 or more picks. His career completion percentage was only 52%. That is very low compared to most of the quarterbacks in my top 15. His best year, 1975, his percentage was only 58%. That was his best year. Never led the league in passing yards, was only voted to 3 Pro Bowls, quarterback rating 71 for his career. That is not even close to the guys that made my list. Bradshaw played with Lynn Swann, John Stallworth, Franco Harris. The Steel Curtain defense was one of the legendary defenses of all time. Bradshaw had a lot of Hall of Fame teammates that helped win those 4 Super Bowls. I think he's overrated by most people. I've looked at some lists out there that have him ranked in the top 10. I just scratch my head. I'm thinking, no way. Whoever put him that high just hasn't done enough research, and they're blinded by the rings. I understand the 4 Super Bowls, but there's more to it than that. So I hope I explained why you did not hear Terry Bradshaw. Let me know what changes you would make to my list. Who would you bump up? Who would you bump down? I'm on Twitter at the Sports RPT. I love topics like this. Fun to go back and forth with your family and friends. How boring would life be if we agreed on everything, right? So I'm sure your list of the top 15 quarterbacks is different than mine. Your list is probably different than your best friends. It's probably different than your buddies at work. That's what makes this so much fun. So I'm looking for your feedback on this list, the top 15 quarterbacks of all time. I'm on Twitter at the Sports RPT. This has been episode number 240 of the Sports Report. Have a great week, everybody. I'm Paul Roberts on GrizzlyProductions.tv.